MSNBC's Wallace, Trump is spiraling into a puddle of self-pity on Twitter. By Pam Key on April 23, 2019. Tuesday on MSNBC's Deadline, White House anchor Nicole Wallace declared that President Donald Trump was becoming unhinged on Twitter. Wallace said, "This is what a White House under siege looks like. Democrats naming names and setting dates for oversight hearings. The House Oversight Committee moving this afternoon to hold the former White House official in charge of security clearances in contempt for refusing to appear at a hearing to investigate the White House process for granting security clearances. That office under scrutiny for, among other things, granting Jared Kushner access to the nation's top secrets over the concerns over the CIA and over the objections of career staff and based on reporting of the New York Times. Over the objections of former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and former White House counsel Don McGahn." She continued, "And speaking of Don McGahn, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena for him. McGahn has emerged as Robert Mueller's star witness. And despite the fact, McGahn refused to carry out the code reds. Save the president for a more damaging obstruction report from Mueller. The president, ever the TV producer, is clearly rattled today by the prospect of McGahn's public testimony. Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, are engaged in a concerted effort to smear the former top aide." She added, "If that's what a White House under siege looks like, here is what it sounds like. Donald Trump today spiraling into a puddle of self-pity on Twitter this morning taking on our colleague Joe Scarborough, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, Democrats and Twitter itself. The Washington Post writing about this very moment in Trump's presidency. Quote, the events of the past week are threatening to redefine legal and ethical standards that have long served as constraints on the American presidency. They suggest that few, if any, of the traditional guardrails that have kept Trump's predecessors in check remain for this president and possibly those who will follow him." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.